thank God you swore to be. Anytime I needed you here to comfort me. I know it's only a memory, but sometimes I get caught in the thoughts long enough, and I swear you're here right there everywhere I go.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the government shutdown likely rolling into next week. The Senate failing to pass dueling stopgap measures in a vote this past hour. The Trump administration is saying it's eyeing permanent layoffs and program cuts now. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
The reason they're giving for this is they say that the president has to restore fiscal sanity and that they're focusing on waste, fraud, and abuse. But we have never seen this during a government shutdown, not the 35-day shutdown that happened in 2018 when Donald Trump was president the first time around. And so it's not clear how firing employees who right now are not getting paid is restoring fiscal sanity to the federal budget.
Police in the UK offering new details in yesterday's car ramming and knife attack outside a synagogue in Manchester on Yom Kippur. Authorities say it appears one of the victims who died may have been accidentally shot by an officer during that incident. In New York City, sentencing hearing is underway for Sean Diddy Combs following his convictions on prostitution-related charges. This is ABC News. The FDA has given approval for a generic version of mifepristone, an abortion pill that's been at the center of criticism for anti-abortion groups. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says it comes as Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced a safety review of the abortion drug.
Just last week, Kennedy pledged to conduct a review of women's access to abortion pills. Since the end of Roe v. Wade, at least 16 states have banned nearly all abortions. But some people in those states have still been able to get access to the abortion pill through telehealth appointments and the mail. Mifepristone was first approved by the FDA in the year 2000. Repeated medical studies have shown that it is safe.
The White House says the FDA under law has to approve generic forms of brand medications. President Trump, in a social media post, issued a Sunday deadline for Hamas to agree to the latest Gaza ceasefire proposal. That plan includes demands for Hamas to disarm and the release of all remaining hostages in Gaza within days of the ceasefire. Michelle Franz on ABC News.
Got a fender bender? Don't let your insurance company steer you in the wrong direction. You get to choose where your vehicle is repaired. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green, where craftsmanship meets value with a reputation for award-winning work and rates that make sense. Classic Auto Body delivers repairs you can trust. Call 588-7399 or stop by on Highway 14 in Spring Green. That's Classic Auto Body, home of the legendary Ring Brothers. Your car deserves the best.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they are dedicated to keeping you protected when life takes an unexpected turn. From life, auto, and home insurance to coverage for UTVs, ATVs, farms, commercial vehicles, and properties, they've got it all under one roof. With competitive rates and personalized service, they will bring you peace of mind. Your protection is always top priority. Contact them today at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in protecting what matters most, because they are not just here to sell insurance. They are here to advocate for you.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Clear and mild tonight, low 62. Hot, sunny, and breezy tomorrow, high 88. Winds will be south 15 to 25. Tomorrow night, lots of stars and still very mild, low 62. Windy on Sunday, it will be warm and sunny. Rain rolls in during the overnight with a high of 83. And showers likely on Monday, mostly cloudy and much cooler, high 65. Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and the winds are out of the east, northeast at 8 miles per hour. And we have set a new record high today. We reached a high of 88, and currently we are now down to 77 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
And it's time for our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest. Your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into a grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. This hour's keyword is team. T-E-A-M. Put it in a sentence, that is my favorite football team. So that word is team, T-E-A-M. All you have to do is go to the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded the app yet, just go to the Apple or Google stores and download it. Then find WRCO and find the text button and send the word T-E-A-M, team. Good luck.
Well, it might be a little piece of acreage tucked back in the trees. Might be a song so sacred that it brought you to your knees. Might be a story about guts and glory that granddad used to tell. Whatever you got worth keeping, don't you keep it on to yourself. Pass it on down, show 'em how it's done. It's a yes man, no man. Son, it's a go now, girl, you can do it. I've been right here to help you through it. And it's funny how the gifts we've been given always come right back around when you pass them on down, down. Now you don't have to be a professor or a fired up preacher man. It's okay, you can show them every day in little ways anybody can understand. Show them hard work, help them through the hurt, and teach them what keeps you sane. Remember, my friend, in the end, we're all just another link in the chain. Gotta pass it on down, show them how it's done. It's a yes man, no man, it's an attaboy, son. It's a gone now, girl, you can do it. I'll be right here. It's an attaboy, son. It's a going out, girl. You can do it. I've been right here to help you through it. It's funny how the gifts we've been given always come right back around when you pass them on down.
Everything became Now being from the South, I never had it that. What kind of girl I want? I'd pick a Georgia Peach or a Mississippi Queen or Dallas Debutante. But I met a little blonde from above and beyond the Mason-Dixon line. Now she ain't a Dixie Dummy, but let me tell you something. Lord, she's more than qualified. She likes Elvis, she likes Andy. She's the number one fan of old Graceland and Mayberry RFD. She ain't a Southern belle, but it's hard to tell. She's got every quality. She likes Elvis, she likes Andy, so she's fine and dandy with me. Home for Christmas, try some Southern dishes my mom was famous for. But mama threw a fit, cause she wouldn't eat her grits. It was looking like a civil war. I was hoping like the devil that they'd meet up in the middle, but neither one budged. Then I heard them in the kitchen, a laughing and a giggling, singing honka honka. Elvis, she likes Andy, she's just as pretty as can be. She's the number one fan of old Graceland and Mayberry RFD. She ain't a Southern belle, but it's hard to tell. She's got every quality. She likes Elvis, she likes Andy, so she's fine and dandy with me.
That was Confederate Railroad with Elvis and Andy at 3:15 on Country and Community. Tim Thied here, sitting in for Bo Hinrichs. Bo is up with Phil. They're emceeing the parade that's going on right now. And so sitting in for the rest of the afternoon, and I'll be here for a little bit before high school football tonight. And that's right, we have high school homecoming football action. And it's between Richland Center and Dodgeville, and Phil Nee will be making the call for the game at around 6:35 is the pregame. The kickoff is at around 7. But just to let you know, too, our weather right now, we've got a few clouds that came in. It's mostly sunny out there, and temperature 88 degrees, and that's our new record high, 88 degrees. So be sure you keep cool out there, because our heat index is now up to 91 degrees. So if you're going to a game tonight, make sure you keep yourself hydrated there, or anything else this afternoon. So many things going on in the area, and especially homecoming. So you got homecoming at here at Richland Center. Also, Riverdale has homecoming, and Ithaca. Those are the local area teams here, and there's other area teams that are having homecoming as well. So whatever you're doing for a homecoming weekend, I hope each and every one of you enjoy your homecoming celebration.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
At A&W Restaurant, located on Highway 61 in Boscobel, there's a classic treat that never goes out of style, the Root Beer Float. For years, A&W has been serving up this delicious combination of their signature made fresh root beer and creamy cold vanilla ice cream, perfectly balanced in every spoonful. Whether it's a hot day or just a craving for something sweet, the Root Beer Float is a refreshing choice that's sure to satisfy. Stop by A&W in Boscobel for a Root Beer Float and enjoy a timeless treat that always hits the spot.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly. The Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge is set to thunder into the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th. Friday, October 10th, fans can watch the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m. Truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m. The Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m. and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Then on Saturday, October 11th, the action continues with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and dirt bike drags at 11 a.m., Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5, and Diesel Truck Challenge and vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. 2 days of diesel power and family fun at the Richland County Fairgrounds. It's the first ever Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp. Saturday, October 4th from noon to 7 p.m. at Wild Hills Winery, 30940 Oak Ridge Drive. Celebrate harvest season at Wild Hills.
Music starts at noon. Grape Stomp sign up at 1, the stomp at 2 p.m.
Enjoy music from Sam Day, John Gay, and Donnie Razick. Wine tasting at 1 p.m. Vineyard tours after the stomp. Wood-fired pizza all day. Wine sampling and local vendors on site. For more information, head over to Wild Hills Winery. Winery.com, and we'll see you in the hills Saturday, October 4th.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. The WRCO Game of the Week this week on Friday night features the Richland Center Hornets hosting the Dodgeville Dodgers. It's the Richland Center Hornet homecoming football game. It'll have it for you live following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show at 6:35, kickoff time 7 o'clock, and then football Friday night followed by the fabulous post-game show right here on WRCO Sports. Join us for Dodgeville at Richland Center Friday night.
Shouldn't have dinner date. Wish I could. working every day for a dollar. About to choke on my own blue collar. This ain't gonna last. Misled by the grand illusion, I've come to this conclusion.
Don't lose it. If you gotta do or die, dream, do it. If you got something to prove, go on and prove it. Don't let
I'm Michelle Franz, and the government shutdown likely rolling into next week. The Senate failing to pass dueling stopgap measures in a vote this past hour. The Trump administration is saying it's eyeing permanent layoffs and program cuts now. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
The reason they're giving for this is they say that the president has to restore fiscal sanity and that they're focusing on waste, fraud, and abuse. But we have never seen this during a government shutdown, not the 35-day shutdown that happened in 2018 when Donald Trump was president the first time around. And so it's not clear how firing employees who right now are not getting paid is restoring fiscal sanity to the federal budget.
Police in the UK offering new details in yesterday's car ramming and knife attack outside a synagogue in Manchester on Yom Kippur. Authorities say it appears one of the victims who died may have been accidentally shot by an officer during that incident. In New York City, sentencing hearing is underway for Sean Diddy Combs following his convictions on prostitution-related charges. This is ABC News.
Start your engines and roll on over to Richland Center for the Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show. It's three big days, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Gates open at 8 a.m. daily, and it's free admission all weekend long. This is the 42nd annual show featuring classic trucks and tractors with a special spotlight on J.I. Case. Come hungry. The 4-H serves up breakfast Saturday and Sunday. Plus, there's a pie stand and a youth area for kids under 16. Friday at 9 a.m., see the truck drive. Saturday at 9, it's the tractor and ATV drive with people movers to help you get around. At 12:30, don't miss the threshing and sawdust scramble and stick around for the parade at 4. Sunday wraps up with Cowboy Church at 8:30 and another round of threshing at 12:30. Mark your calendar now for October 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show. Gates open at 8 a.m., admission is free, and the fun lasts all weekend.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Packers are using their bye week to clean up problems with special teams. Blocked kicks and penalties have been big problems in the first four games, and the primary reason Green Bay hasn't won since week two. Another problem is that the special teams haven't provided any big plays. Matthew Golden is averaging just 4.7 yards on six punt returns. The Bucks are moving their training camp work to Miami this week. Former MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo is expected to join his teammates today. He's missed time after testing positive for COVID while in Greece. Milwaukee has been doing its camp work at the Frederick and Medical College of Wisconsin Sports Science Center. The move to Miami comes as the team gets ready for its first preseason game against the Heat. And the Brewers' first pitch time is at 8 minutes after 1 tomorrow as they take on the Cubs. The pregame time will be at 12:30 on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. I am Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Clear and mild tonight, low 62, hot, sunny, and breezy tomorrow with a high of 88, winds south 15 to 25. Lots of stars and still very mild tomorrow night, low 62, windy, warm, and sunny. On Sunday, rain rolls in overnight with a high of 83. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny. The winds are out of the northeast at 7 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 88 degrees. 100.9 WRCO. And it's time once again for our Goal for the Green and Gold Text to Win. This multi-state contest gives you a chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. This hour's word is team, T-E-A-M. Like that is a very good football team. And so all you have to do is download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. And on that app, find WRCO, use the text button, and send the word TEAM, T-E-A-M. Good luck.
Greg Elvin joins us from Oakwood Fruit Farm as we talk about the 25 season and customer appreciation days. Well, how's it looking in the orchard this fall, my friend?
We are doing a great job. Things are, as everybody knows, it's dry. But that was kind of what I was hoping for. Now I'm hoping for a little rain. Apples always pick better, easier when it's dry. We get less bruising. But right now we're right on schedule as far as when the apples are ready to pick, and we're right there to pick them.
How much time do you have left for picking in the orchard, would you say?
I would guess we've got 2 weeks. We are picking ambrosias today. We have pink ladies, we have evercrisp, we have Ida Reds to pick yet, and we have a few golden delicious, and we have a few Jonagold. Those are the varieties we got. Now, some of them we don't grow a lot of, but the evercrisp, I think we've got about 6 acres. So the gentleman here yesterday wanted to know how many apples we had to pick yet, and I would guess we've got somewhere around 8,000 bushels, maybe 9,000 bushels to pick.
And how many will you have in the cooler when all is said and done here, would you say?
Depends on if Steve keeps packing. Steve and the crew inside are packing every day. So, I don't know what they run, maybe close to 1,000 bushels a day. I'm not sure exactly. Depends on what, if they don't have to switch. If they switch, then it's not as many. But if they have to switch varieties, that is. So, they keep hammering away, so that number could change, but I would guess there's, 20,000 bushels or more in the cooler. So, our crop is down a little bit this year, a little short, but quality is fantastic. They look great coming off the tree, and so all in all, I think it's going to be okay.
We see a lot here, right here in the showroom, people that have worked here for a long time. But you got a crew behind the scenes that's been with you, quite a few of them for a long time, don't you?
Yeah. Starting with the picking crew. I've got one guy that's been with me for probably 30 years, maybe longer. Probably cry of the day he says he's not coming back. But he sure helps me a lot. The rest of the picking crew, and they're all Hispanic. They're here between 5 and 12 years or more. Then the crew inside is pretty stable. Me and the guys keep coming back, and the crew we have in the store is fantastic. I got a cousin that works here. Shout out to Cousin Alan. He's here 5 days a week, and then we got a couple other guys that come and help. Gina Lorenz, she's here every day. They just do a great job.
I know we talk about agriculture and how you're always banking on the weather and things like that. You're always projecting 2 or 3 years ahead. I mean, it's also amplified here at Oakwood because you really rely on everything, and you're always looking to the future, aren't you?
Yes. We always try to determine what blocks of trees are, what the production, what the quality is out of that area. We do that by, we put a tag on every bin. So when we harvest, a tag goes on the bin that tells what area, what variety, what day it was picked. It's all scanned and it's put into a system, and then we go through that after the season, and this area the quality just wasn't as good as we'd like, so that might be the area that we take out, and then we have to replant it. And some of that planting goes 2 or 3 years down the road, and the question is what new variety is going to be out there. You can only grow so many, and we try to keep some of the newest varieties that we think would sell good here. Some we just grow for the store. Others, like say Honeycrisp, Fuji's, some of those varieties that we grow more of, those go on a semi to go to stores. But we do like to have a nice variety here. Judy likes to have, you know, 10 or 12 different varieties. That's when she's really smiling, is when we got a lot of different varieties that people can't find in a store. Like we have Ruby Rush and we had Triumph, which is brand new. Don't have a lot of them, but wow, people are really liking them.
I remember when Honeycrisp was all the rage when it first was, you know, introduced, and that's a few years ago, and there have been a lot since then that have come out, right?
You know, Honeycrisp, this is hard to believe. I'm guessing Honeycrisp, our oldest Honeycrisp trees are at least 25 and probably 30 years old, which is hard to believe. And when we planted the first ones, we only planted 500 trees. And it was like, wow, hindsight's 2020, right? And if we'd have known that, we'd have planted 5,000 the first year. But if we'd known, it would have been that good. And now all these newer varieties are kind of crosses off of Honeycrisp. You know, they try to come up with different varieties, and that takes time. But in fact, Evercrisp is a Honeycrisp cross, and that's a fantastic apple. It's a real late season, but, man, gives a customer a high-quality apple at the end of the year.
What's your favorite part of Customer Appreciation Days, Greg?
Sunday night.
That was a good, honest answer there.
But we get to see a lot of people. Usually our customer appreciation is for, you know, not always, but I think a homecoming is that weekend. In fact, it's a lot of homecomings this weekend. But we get to see a lot of friends. Yeah. A lot of people come in, get to visit with a few people, you know, and we get to see people, and they, you know, tell us what they like, and that's always probably that's the reward of the work.
You bet. Right now, as we look at the weekend too, the Packers have a bye. You can always kind of know when the Packers are on or when it's halftime, right?
Oh my God, people don't understand. This is so true. So, like, when the Packers were playing, like, at noon, we'll be busier on Sunday morning than we normally are. Normally, Sunday mornings are a little slower, and, you know, maybe 10:30, it starts to pick up. If the Packers are playing at noon, it's busier, and I'll get out early. Then there's kind of a lull. Then, depending on how the game goes, we get busy at the end.
So, don't have to worry about it this week.
No, so this week we don't have anything to worry about. It does affect a little bit. We do have a TV here that, you know, I get to peek up every once in a while and see what the score is. But anyway, it is a nice, going to have great weather this weekend. So, you know, hopefully everybody comes out and enjoys the weekend up here. And the Vietnam vets do a great job with their food stand. They're here all weekend. They do a fantastic job, and, you know, hopefully people come and help support them too.
Always good to see you, Greg. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Greg Alvin joining us from Oakwood Fruit Farm during Customer Appreciation Weekend.
I'm eating right and I'm living good. Doing everything I said I would. Fighting that freeway mob, I bet you never thought I'd really go. I'd never get as far as Mexico.
But I've even learned to speak the language some, down on the beach drinking coke and rum. You wouldn't know me with this golden glow, soaking sun in Mexico. That's a shame. Mexico. I'm eating right and I'm living good, doing everything I said I would. I should have left a long time ago. He's got you, I've got Mexico. Country is sitting on the back porch, listen to the whippoorwill late in the day. Country is minding your business, helping a stranger, it becomes your way. Country is working for a living, thinking your own thoughts, loving your town. Country is teaching your children, find out what's right and stand your ground. And country listen to the music, singing your part. Country is walking in the moonlight. Country is all in your heart.
There's a classic by Mr. Tom T. Hall, Country Is, and our time is 3:48. Sunny weather out there, 88 degrees still, so it's a warm one, so keep cool, everybody. And just wanted to let you know that tomorrow the Ithaca School Fair is being held. The day begins with the Bulldog Block Challenge Run Walk at 7. There will be livestock shows, the parade at 10:30, the Kinshi Pedal Pull at 1, mascot races at 1:30, Hall of Fame ceremony at 2, and Ithaca versus Royal in high school football at 2:30. There will be food available for purchase, a bounce house, and much more.
Hey, I'm Dr. Chris Kammer, the Rockin' Dentist, with another Victorious Dental Minute here on Civic Media. For more than a century, dentistry meant drills and needles. So archaic. These days, modern science has transformed how we treat cavities. Instead of cutting away cavities and tooth structure, we can now stop decay in its tracks using safe, FDA-approved methods. Who knew, right? One of the most exciting is silver diamine fluoride, a liquid that can painlessly halt a cavity from progressing. When combined with simple medicine filling materials that go on like spackle, we can actually heal teeth rather than destroy them. This approach is comfortable, lowers cost, and preserves every possible bit of your natural tooth instead of amputating it with a drill. The next time you hear that old dental drill, remember, modern dentistry has already left it behind. And I'm Dr. Chris Kammer, bringing you the good news about modern dentistry with another Victorious Dental Minute right here on Civic Media.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must. And Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
100.9 WRCO. If I die young, bury me inside, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. Uh-oh, uh-oh. Lord, make me a rainbow, I'll shine down on my mother. She'll know I'm safe with you when she stands under my colors. Oh, and life ain't always what you think it ought to be. a penny for my thoughts. Oh no, I'll sell them for a dollar. They're worth so much more after I'm a goner. And maybe then you'll hear the words I've been singing. Funny when you're dead how people start listening.
Ain't no place I'd rather be, sitting next to you, next to me. How you been, how you been, how you been? Picking right up with some real old friends. Been so long it should be a sin, but here we are again. We're having a revival. Good Lord, hallelujah. These red dirt road disciples got spirits running through us. It's rowdy reminiscing and tailgate conversation. Everybody singing like a choir. Another year older and wiser, but we ain't a-gonna act our age.
No way!
How you feel, how you feel, how you feel? Any kind of nice seeing mud on the wheels. All these trucks circled up in a field just like we used to do. We're having a revival. Good Lord, hallelujah. These red dirt road disciples got spirits running through us. It's rowdy reminiscing and tailgate. Yeah, we got this down home, hometown congregation. Having a revival, revival, revival. Having a revival, revival, revival. Ooh. Call us prodigal sons, all in town for some fun. Been gone, but we're back like we ain't never left. Yeah, we're boots, scooting, dancing, and clapping our hands like a family. Yeah, a man feeling blessed. Having a revival. Good Lord, hallelujah. These red dirt road disciples got spirits running through us. It's rowdy reminiscing and tailgate conversation. Yeah, we got this down home.
ABC News at 4 is brought to you by Classic Auto Body, where quality meets craftsmanship.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Hamas has responded to the U.S. proposal of a Gaza ceasefire.